Supreme game taking over. That's a problem, it's not a threat. Uppercut season, no time, you stop breathing. But before we get up out of here, we did do a poll today. I don't know if P or probably you want to bring it up real quick.
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? I got it here. It's upset season might be up in the air. So you know what I'm saying? There's always going to be one upset. So I'm thinking, yeah, always. So I'm thinking, which of these fighters who are all considered very much underdogs, which of them has the best chance of pulling off the upset? Is it Keith Thurman versus Tim Tszyu, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney, Jaime Munguia versus Canelo, or Frank Martin versus Tank? And we got 71 votes so far. And keep voting, please. Keep voting.
Keep voting.
And so far, out of the 71 votes, 35% said Jaime Munguia. Mm-hmm. And then 25% apiece went to Keith Thurman and Frank Martin. Both of them got 25%. And then we had Ryan Garcia with 15%. So most of it said Munguia, and then right behind is Thurman and Frank.
Yeah, so. I mean, I picked Munguia too because Munguia, I mean, Munguia's power and his work rate and his chin against an aging Canelo. I mean,
and he's his prime age too. You know, his age. I feel like age plays a part too.
Yeah, Munguia's in his quote unquote prime. You know, whatever. I mean, punishment he takes to be damned. Like, you know, like, I mean, he can out. There's a chance that he can outwork and slug Canelo. Outslug Canelo too, because Canelo's got a little bit long in the tooth. And he's fighting against a bigger, younger fighter. Like, you know, so it's like we can't have, if Canelo's gonna fall, it will definitely be to a Munguia. Like, that. Ryan Garcia doesn't have a prayer. Like, I mean, that's why I'm like, I'm surprised people were actually picking him. You know,
well, for a while he didn't get any votes. Yeah, he didn't get any votes for a while. Like, he went like, it went like 40 votes before.
For a while, he had zero. I didn't notice that.
I was like, yeah, I mean, that one to me is the most unlikely one. Whereas Frank Martin being Tank wouldn't surprise me that much, but I doubt it though. I mean, Tank would, because Frank is, so his situation.
I picked Frank, by the way.
I feel like from a talent, skill, and athleticism standpoint, that's probably the most even fight, or the closest even match fight out of all of them. Whereas everyone else is like Thurman, yeah, talent, athleticism, all of this, but you know, he's a little older, you know, layoff.
Inactive, going up in weight. Wow.
Yeah, like all those intangibles, whereas like, you know, Munguia, he has intangibles in favor for him. Frank got him got his intangibles. It just, yeah, like overall, that's probably the best competitive fight over there. But I voted for Munguia though.
Yeah, I said I couldn't vote for Frank because, like I said, because dude was like an 11-1 favorite against, you know, against the guy he fought last time, and he almost lost.
The German dude.
Yeah, but
blame the biggest odds, though.
I mean, the right? German dude's like a
he was way better than them odds.
A medalist. I mean, I picked Munguia too. I picked Munguia too, but I ain't gonna lie. I feel like Frank is a live dog against thing. I think
he is.
I don't see it with Munguia. I just don't think Munguia is very good. And even though Canelo's older, I don't think this is the fight where he shows
it. Who do you vote for?
Munguia has a lot of flaws. For all the good things, well, he has still a lot of bad things about him. A lot of bad habits. And Canelo, he's aggressive, but he's also too wild. Canelo's going to have a lot of opportunities to punch with him and just, yeah.
Who'd you vote for, Pete?
They have a lot of opportunities to gas, too.
That is true. But against Munguia,
that's honestly what makes it a good fight, though.
I think he hurts Munguia, and I actually think he hurts Munguia early. So, but
he'll need to.
I pick Frank. Even though I think Tank will beat him, I think Frank is talented. Plus, he has a different style than what, like, you know, that Tank has really fought anytime recently. He's not even Mexican. He's a southpaw, and he's an aggressive southpaw that's athletic and can box. So, like, the thing with Tank is, Tank likes to set up traps, but when you're fighting against a more aggressive style, like against a guy like Frank, you have to be more aggressive to create the stoppage. He's not going to be able to sit back and set up a track to knock out Frank, because Frank's style won't allow that to happen. So he's going to have to be aggressive and fight with Frank, and that makes it a more intriguing fight.
Because he hasn't had anybody
recently that could match him really, like, in hand speed and, you know,
just talent, athleticism, skill, all of that. Yeah, I mean, be honest, that's what it is.
Exactly. So Tank is going to have to work for it. He's not going to just be able to sit back and just, like, wait for that opportunity, bam, because Frank's not going to let that happen. So he's
I'm really interested to see how Tank's, you know.
And that's the thing I'm wondering, because it's like, when you've gone, and I'm not, like I said, I'm not trying to down Tank when I say this, anything like that, because I think Tank is a fantastic fighter. I'm just saying, when you're used to fighting guys where you could, like, just set a trap for them and wait for them to fall into it and pick them off, you kind of get used to that habit, and now you're gonna have to do something completely different. And it's gonna throw you off when you're used to doing something over and over.
Set that up, because he always sets it up, the traps and everything, and downloads the information. But I want to see if, you know, how high of a genius is he? I'm talking about just in the boxing ring, because I think he's pretty smart IQ wise. But it's,
yeah, and a southpaw.
And a southpaw.
Tank hasn't fought a lot. I don't think Tank has fought a lot of southpaws either.
I think one or two, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Like one or two.
Yeah.
But I mean, I chose Muggy. Who too? You voted for the ghost, P?
Yeah, I voted for Frank. All y'all voted for Hyman.
Yeah, that's why Thurman fans didn't vote for Thurman. Because I would have thought, you know,
Thurman to win, but he ain't got a. That's the true underdog, though. Everybody else, I feel like, got a chance. Even Ryan has a chance with Haney, because the whole familiarity, like, neither guy really changed his style too much. They just improved upon it. And Haney and you know, Ryan could throw or whatever, like, he talented, quick hands. Like, with Thurman, it's like Thurman's gonna have to do a little more surprising than any other fighter on that list.
Yeah, just because he was an actor for 2 years, so it's like, That's not really a good thing. He's going up into a division.
He's fighting someone dangerous. Like, I'm used to him being inactive and all that, and fighting quality people with his division, his size. Like, nah. So it's a little different this time. But I feel like he has the style to beat Zhu. That's the thing I'm really banking on. Like, he has the style to beat Zhu more than anything. Whereas everybody else up there, I don't think they necessarily have the greatest style for the guys they're fighting. Like, Munguia, his age and youth is the style for Canelo, but like King P said, like, it could go 50-50. You know, if Canelo could batter him enough in the first 3 rounds, hey, maybe that could stop Munguia and slow him down. But who the fuck is Canelo battered since Yildirim?
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
My issue with Keith, and I'm rooting for Keith, so don't get it twisted, but it's just, this fight is such a tough fight for him stylistically. He's going to have to fight a dang near perfect fight. And one of the problems with Keith is, like, one of the things with Keith is, and I mentioned this with Josh, with Joseph Parker. Keith's another one like that, where it's like, he can do everything. It's just a matter of knowing when to do it, and like the timing to do it. Keith can do everything, but then just chooses to do the wrong things at the wrong time, and he can't do that against Zhu. Like, he's got to fight the right fight, because, you know, one mistake and he chooses to fight dumb, he's not winning this fight, and he could get stopped if he fights the wrong fight.
Right.
Yeah, but Munguia, I pick Munguia just because I think he has the livest dog. I mean, you know, I feel like his whole career has been prepping for him to fight Canelo. So it's like,
which is weird because out of all the underdogs here, I find Munguia to be the least talented. So
I'd have to.
Yeah, he is, but he has the most going for him as far as
he has the most momentum.
Yeah, the most momentum.
Fighting the most, you know, I mean, not the biggest things, but fighting the more notable names, credible names.
And then look, one other thing we're forgetting too.
Three times a year.
The boxing gods have their eye on that fight.
Word.
Because a lot, like, remember, Munguia and Canelo ain't really been moving right. Canelo been ducking Benavidez. Munguia just been ducking everybody. So it's like, when you put two niggas who've been ducking everybody or ducking work, you bound to have some type of crazy shit happen. Like what force, what ducking energy is going to be stronger than the other? Is the whole, well, you know, Canelo, you know, he's already kind of in scary mode. Is he going to really do what he has to do to look the best he can? You know, Munguia already on some like, yeah, I'm fighting the guy I never thought I'd fight because he said he wasn't going to fight Mexicans. So I pretty much kind of preserved myself for this moment I thought would never get here. It's just a lot of weird shit, man. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you get a fucking draw out of this fight.
Right.
And multiple knockdowns. A bad headbutt clash of heads or some shit. Like, trust me, that fight is going to have some weird shit go on, man.
Yo, facts. But yeah, no, I just want to make sure we get this, get that poll in, pause, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, other than that, I think we've come to the end of our
show. That's it, like, that's a good cast, though. Ain't really got nothing else. Munguia was praised by Zab Judah, like, I mean, yeah, we all praise Munguia. It's just, what else could you say to a nigga who's been avoiding his step-up fight for, like, ever?
Right.
No, but I'm saying Zeb Judah's always on some podcast showing love. He's like, you know, he's not one of those bitter, you know. He's like, Zeb was like the AI of this shit, kind of, you know. He's like, he gives love to everybody. He's like Irish, you know what I mean?
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like, Munguia's talented. Munguia's good. Like, he's it's the least talented potential. On that list. We just frustrated with this nigga.
It's wasted potential because he looked, you know, Paul's, he had the baby face for a long time, but, you know, oh, he was new, you know, he's with Eric Morales now, you know, give him some time. We give him how many years
he was, you know? He was regressing. He was regressing for a while, though, so.
Yeah, but then, see, because he stayed on that same path for so long that he got good, then he regressed.
Right.
It's like, dude, it's like he's walking down the same street, and it's like you tell him, like, look, King P, if you don't fuck around and you just go straight down the street, you'll make it to Pilot House before the fucking timer run out or before it get nighttime. But you fuck around, you holler at this bitch, you go play dice, you read a comic book, whatever the fuck, and you take so long that the seasons change. Even if it's summer, fall, winter, rain, snow. And that's what's changing during Munguia's duration of ducking niggas. The landscape is changing. Niggas that he's supposed to be beating or giving him harder fights.
Right.
So it's like he had to take a fight of this magnitude now. It just, we hate it had to be Canelo because we feel like we're wasting a Canelo fight, but then he ain't trying to fight Benavidez anyway. So we're like, fuck it. This'll work. But yeah, man, like, ain't no hating shit. Like, I understand that Zab ain't got no reason to hate on that nigga. He know he a better fighter. Like,
right.
We just want to see this motherfucker go for greatness. Like,
yeah.
Jeez. Like, Zerto's done stepped it up before Munguia.
Yeah, and Munguia has 40-something fights. So, that window is closed in terms of what he could, like, he could just fight anyone. Like, nah, fight some contenders, win decisively, even if it's another champion, whatever. He's got to do it.
He got enough work around them divisions. It's not like he's like in a place where we're like, okay, he only really has one fight he can make, or like, dude, you've been in like three divisions already, like goddamn, fight somebody, like, and all you niggas who used to get at me for saying, damn Crawford, you've been in three divisions, you ain't fight nobody, nigga, like, dude, Munguia's like five times worse. So yeah, just so y'all recognize it, I don't know if it's like, you said that about Crawford. I'm like, yeah, it's levels, nigga. But yeah, man, y'all can get this over with so we can hit the gym and get the rest of this night.
Yo, we're AOP, your final thoughts? I don't really got much to say. You know what I'm saying? Good Friday of boxing. I couldn't even say good weekend of boxing. It's good Friday of boxing.
Right?
Where the MMA fans cried and cried and cried. So, you know what I'm saying? Good to hear. Good to see. While they watch one of their heroes, what's his name? O'Malley, do his pseudo boxing, which is hilarious. With the irony in that, and you shit on boxing, but yet one of your top guys is a pseudo boxer himself. The jokes write themselves. So, you know, other than that, if you want to hear about good boxing talk, not all that MMA shit, you know where to go. Ring Gang Radio. Check ringgangradio.com, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Got more content coming on the way. So just stay tuned. You'll like what you hear. We out.
That's what it is. AO Pilot, what about you, bro?
I don't got much to add on top of that King P stuff. Pause. I do want to say that I feel like, you know, I've watched UFC, you know, I've seen a long time, MMA a long time. I always feel like the best fights are always stand-up fights. Literally, the best fights I ever watched in MMA and UFC are literally, you know, shittier boxing.
Because they are.
I'm saying, you know, the whole humping thing, you know, it's annoying, you know, but I'm just saying, I've watched some decent, you know, fights, but I'm just saying, there's always the best fights are always...
You see Forrest and Griffin, right? Bonner,
I mean, every, like, even like he was saying, the guy that O'Malley who tried to fight Tank, he's a boxer. I mean, you know, he got a decent jab, but, you know, MMA standards, decent jab.
Great value.
But it's just ironic, you know, because, I don't know. MMA fans are just kind of annoying. I mean, if you appreciate the sport, just appreciate the different sports. I don't know. I'm going to say Ring Your Radio. That's all I got.
Word. AO, LB, what about you, bruh?
How y'all feel about Tim Bradley saying Ryan Garcia is a bootleg Chavez Jr. at 140? Damn, he said that?
Nah, he's more like a new version of Mir Khan to me. I don't know.
Damn. Hey, what it do, Kane Sung? Salute RGR, Ring Gang Nation. You already know, man. Good fighting overall. Enjoy both the fights. Yeah, man. This cast was good. Looking forward to Saturday. Maxie Hughes and Zepeda. Zepeda is like must-see TV. Like, he got that smoke now. And then Maxie Hughes, he might, if he fight like he got a chip on his shoulder, then we might be into something good right now. We might really have a good fight. Stay tuned for more. More content from us, you know how it is. Try to knock out some more artwork, whatever, maybe an article.
Some more training clips, because I know somebody in the comments mentioned, it might have been Miss Bitch, that mentioned you when training old girl, something like that. I think I saw a comment in there.
Oh, damn, I gotta check that out. Damn, more comments? Okay, yeah, I gotta check that out. Put some more shit on the way. Hopefully Prolific got more for the little animation thing we've been working on. You know, a little teaser was just all he had at the moment, but, you know, sort of, was it you who unsubscribed to me? Was I subscribed to you? Like, really? Like, I'm losing my train of thought. But yeah, like, y'all gotta get it together. Like, MMA, like let this be a lesson. Like respect boxing, man. Like, I don't know why y'all don't respect boxing when so many MMA people use it, like, badly in order to win. It's like, it's a tool, man. Like, you know, y'all making this on some promoter shit. Like, y'all making this some Shaolin Dojo. Yo, my kung fu down the street is better than your mom and pop kung fu down in Overtown. Like, get the fuck out of here. We can use both to beat people's ass, right? Yes. Okay, end the story. Like, but if y'all want it, then y'all see what happens. Like, shit's gonna be over. Shit is never gonna be the same because y'all, no one wants to aspire to get knocked out for 20 mil.
Facts.
So that's what y'all gotta contend with. Y'all gotta really tell everybody in the classrooms, well, if there's any solace, he would beat him in a real fight. And more people are waking up to saying, damn, but what's really stopping him from doing that in a real fight? People are now getting it now. Like, there's too many niggas be just throwing hands for this not to be real. Like, it's real consequences. You know, that nigga really hit the floor really hard. There's a lot of really reals in this shit. So, you know, people are waking up and the box is more popular. Influencers, TikTok videos, the more the engagement. I'm even setting up some shit where I'm going to try to do some more, get a little creative with the content, get a little boost with it. You know what I mean? Might have little balloons popping and shit. You know how it is. I mean, we'll remix it on you niggas. But yeah, like, there's more shit on the way. Just stay tuned. Thursday, we doing the music Thursday? We doing the R&B shit? What we doing Thursday?
Let's do the R&B shit, bro.
Alright, yo, okay. Thursday, tune in for us. We doing the R&B shit this Thursday. We definitely going to do the R&B battle. We going to take it back and hopefully y'all fuck with it, but this is what y'all asked for, so salute to everybody who's fucking with it. That's all I got to say. Throwback, if you get high and watch Menace in Society and then watch Soulja Boys afterward, it feels like it's a multiverse indirect sequel where Kane lives.
That's some other shit, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't it feel that way, though? Like, don't it just transition, like, he in the little, from the prison, they break this nigga out, and now he in the jungle shooting niggas, like, I'm just saying, like, the whole concept worked, but yeah.
But, yo, but I, just to add on to what this buzz, you know, we've been talking about, too, obviously, you know, we always appreciate your support that you've given us, you know, over the years, listening to us, sharing our stuff, continue to share our stuff, tell your friends about us so they can subscribe and we can all be friends. Because, like I said, we do this shit for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Of course, if you see that scrolling banner, you know what I'm saying? Just make sure if you want to donate to the cause, you know, like I said, that PayPal still works, you know what I mean? But yeah, you know, salute to everyone, and of course, and obviously to our, you know, Ramadan Mubarak, you know, for our fellow Muslims out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a Muslim, but, you know, I just gotta make sure, you know, I shout out to Pro and DZ, because, you know, for them, and, but yeah, no, I think that's about it for us, so, yeah, for myself, Pat Scorpio, the England representative. For LB Show with the God the Goat Artist, aka Boxing's Greater than MMA, for King P, Bodega P, and for Conscious Pilot, you know, Miss, I was like, just Miss Shuttleworth Smiles Precious, protect Shuttleworth at all costs, yo. Fucking reading that shit.
This nigga. These motherfuckers ain't saying that he's sad or he smiles.
To the Black Girl Twitch streamer about y'all. Shout out, King.
Yeah, they're telling me. Salute, King, son. But yeah, this has been
another. She was cute. Tell her holler.
But yeah, this has been another wonderful episode of Real Talk, where, as always, if shit's real, we talk about it. So until next time, peace.
Hey. Hold on, nigga, you don't even show your face talking about if she cute, holler, nigga. Like, nah.